On Monday, the State Department of Environmental Conservation posted initial results from air quality monitoring in the Bethlehem Park neighborhood to its website. The data covers the first 3 days of the blaze that took down a huge portion of the former steel plant. But Assemblyman Mickey Kern says while he's happy to see the follow-through on promises of transparency, there are still questions remaining, from basics like, can I turn my heat on, to whether or not the multitude of agencies that were on the ground last week are sharing their data.
But the one question that we're getting continuously is there any ground tests for asbestos? And also, are they taking into account of what's happening with the runoff water from the fire?
Since many of the demolition crews that have been called to the site are licensed in asbestos abatement, Kearns wants their findings made public as well. In addition to making sure residents are safe, he says it's just as important to ensure first responders are being considered.
Even though they have breathing apparatuses, if they have taken off their masks, you know, they have been on site for the most, including with the residents, for the most, sometimes 30 to 40 hours.
In a letter to State DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos, Kearns called for a public hearing to address the concerns. He says he knows some of the data requires slow, careful lab testing, but he wants to make sure the public's fears are alleviated. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.